This is PHP BB Weekly, episode number 135, recorded live on Saturday, January 9, 2010. Stop forum spam and start Google ranting. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 135 for Saturday, January 9th, 2010. PHP BB Weekly, of course, is the weekly live podcast where we talk all about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com, and a nightmare for someone who's trying to maintain a consistent schedule while traveling cross-country. Like me, that's what we get for having time zones. Oh well. I am your co-host, Douglas Bell, back in Washington, D.C., back in a nice, small, unknown TV studio, which is vacant, so I took it over for now.
And in a small, unknown house up in Washington State, I'm David Lewis.
David, when did we come where I was the one going back and forth all the time? Used to be you were the one traveling around all the time.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, well. Winter break is over, which is annoying. But that's okay. We got a great show coming up today. We have some great guests coming up. We've had a lot of weeks people have been asking us to try to get them to join us. And so we're very happy to welcome two guests from the website stopforumspam.com. I don't know what your titles are, but I'll just introduce you guys. We have Russ Jackson.
Hello.
Hey, Russ. And where are you coming from?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
David was from Nashville when he first joined us about 2 years ago. 3 years
ago. Oh, okay.
So. Yep, I was in Nashville for 12 years, so I started out doing the podcast in Nashville, moved to Texas, did it there for a while, and then back to Nashville, and then up to Washington.
Wow.
So David knows a little bit of what you're at, so that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm about 2 hours from Nashville.
Nice. And nice. Also joining us is Paul Lush. I think Skype said you're from the United Kingdom.
I am in the United Kingdom, but I'm from New Zealand originally.
Oh, okay. We have one of the team members on PHPB from New Zealand, I believe. I think Ed is still there, isn't he, David?
Anon? Yes.
Yeah,
I think he is.
He's from New Zealand.
There's actually been a couple from New Zealand, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. That's right. It's
Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Adam said. So Australia, New Zealand, there's actually a couple different people from there. And I'd have to actually go look at the map and see who's there.
But thanks to Skype, we're all in one place. And what are your guys' titles at StopForumSpam.com, or what did you claim to do for it, just so I know?
I guess you could consider me the founder.
Okay. This is Russ,
and,
by the way.
Yeah, Russ. And Paul joined shortly after and made a lot of contributions, and I sort of made him like co-developer. And he and I have been just hammering away at it for a while now.
Yeah.
Really cool. So I guess the best way to start is, why don't you tell us, according to your website, it looks like Stop Forum Spam started about December 2006?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about why you started and what exactly it does?
It's a project I started a few years ago. I was running several forums that were getting just hit with spam, a lot of spam every day, just a huge rise, and a lot of my time was taken up banning them, and I just got frustrated with it, so I started publishing all their usernames and IP addresses on a ban list on my site, and just sort of look at these losers, and I noticed I kept getting a lot of hits on this page from people who were searching like Google to try to figure out who these people are. And the list got so big, I spun it off to its own website. From that point, we added some API stuff where you can query it programmatically. You can submit. And around that, sort of, there's been a lot of mods and plugins written to use the data to keep spammers from actually logging on and registering to begin with.
And right now, I just loaded your site. You currently have 571,892 spammers.
Yeah.
That is a...
Well, not unique, unfortunately. It would be quite good if it was unique, but they're not.
Right. But we log a lot of it. And interestingly enough, once I started it, I never did one bit of promotion or advertising or announcements. The whole thing just grew from people searching Google. And so once Google got a hold of my site and indexed it, traffic just started pouring in from people searching for details on spammers. So, you know, clearly I thought there's a need for this out there. So, So here it is.
There's actually a number of you have a page of downloads which offer sort of built modifications or ways to implement your API for forums. The one for PHP3 is still apparently in development, but I think it's anti-spam ACP. Is that right, David?
That as far as which integrates with the Stop Forum Spam?
Yeah.
It is anti-spam ACP, yes, by X-Reaction, the author.
Oh, X-Reaction. They have a link to a different one by Micro Ugly.
Okay, yeah, well, there may be more, but that's one I know about.
It's a very simple
more out there.
Yeah, it's a very simple API to implement. So you could probably put it into your own PHPBB with two lines of PHP if you're new at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. The first thing I thought when I looked at this, I'm sure you guys are familiar with Akismet.
Yes.
The first thing I thought is this seems very familiar to Akismet, which does sort of a means of determining comment spammers based on things it gets from sites using it. How do you think this is similar to that or different?
It is similar to Akismet. Ours is specifically designed for forum spam. Akismet is sort of a it also includes comments and guestbook and stuff like that. But ours just deals specifically for forum spam.
Hmm. Primarily with people who are registering on forums or...
Correct. Dealing just with the registration. The idea is we'd rather catch spammers before they even have a chance to register, before they, start posting spam on your forum.
They don't even have to post spam. Get them there before they register with filling their automatic signature with spam links and custom fields with spam links and never posting. So you're sitting there harboring a spammer and not even knowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The way these guys proliferate, it's the idea is to be able to catch them before they can do a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. David, your turn.
All right. So, basically, describe how integrating with Stop Forum Spam can help administrators of forums.
It can help by basically taking a lot off your plate if you run a forum. Like I was just, banning accounts left and right because they would just register constantly. If that's taken away from you, then you've got more time to actually develop your community, which is probably what you'd rather spend your time doing than banning spammers. So,
right. And one of the arguments that came up when we were talking about the fact that we were going to do the show last week on IRC, and a couple of people on there were like, they're like, well, I don't like Stop Forum Spam because it's a blacklist and blacklists are bad. What would you say to those people?
It is a blacklist. I wouldn't consider blacklist bad. Blacklists work great for email spam and have for a long time. And since the idea is that we're just catching spam bots, I mean, it's not like they've got feelings that would get hurt if they get caught in this list.
We also provide some flexibility as well. We don't just say, yes, that IP number is a spammer. We can say, well, we last saw it 6 months ago and we saw it spam one time, or we saw it a week ago and we saw it spam 6,000 times. There's a flexibility there that allows an administrator to take the information provided and sort of apply a little bit of general, what should I or shouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been worried about I'm always worried about these things about false positives. I remember there was a time when my email address was became a spammer address on Akismet for I don't know what reason, but I couldn't post comments on pretty much any blog for like 4 months till they finally got rid of me. And I'm also looking at, you have a page here, sort of the most common spammer domains and IPs. Well, gmail.com is your most common spammer domain, but for a lot of people, legitimate people use gmail.com too, so you can't just do things for a whole thing. So what's your best way of dealing with possible false positives?
Well, like Paul said, I mean, we're just providing information. We're not making determinations ourselves. We'd rather just put it out there and let people decide for themselves. Yeah, Gmail's on there, and it is a source of a lot of spam, but it is also a source of legitimate users.
Yeah.
And I'm not filtering anything or saying, you know, one way or the other. We're just collecting data and reporting on it. And false positives do get in there from time to time. Typically, it's just a single entry. You know, so if it's just one time, it's probably not going to be weighted as high. And we've got a removal form on there that you can fill out to get yourself if you find you're on the list. And people do use that, so...
How do legit users actually get trapped in there?
They might trip a little honeypot if they click on the wrong link somehow, or I don't know. We get reports from a lot of different forums, and so it could be just be user error, or you know they've accidentally tripped something and gotten on the list.
Mm-hmm. So
we don't find. Many vindictive submissions to the list at all.
No, we really don't.
That's good.
How many false positives do you, let's say, how many legitimate users would you get in, say, a month?
Oh, gosh, all kinds. I think we've got some stats, actually.
Let's see. Statistics.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't look at the API hits, unique API hits. I broke the code for that a couple of weeks ago and haven't fixed it yet.
Okay. In terms of just numbers of entries, last month in December, there was 56,388 spam registrations submitted to our database.
Mm-hmm. And how many removal requests have we had in that time, Russ?
Let's take a look and see. I'm going to log into something here.
You guys apparently did peak in, I'm looking at your spam registrations for a month. Your peak was last July. You hit about 70,000 spam registrations that month, and it dropped off.
Yeah, then it dropped off.
Then now it's heading back up since September.
There was a period there where we purged the database of old entries.
Oh, that's right. That's what we did. We purged a lot of old entries.
Oh,
we went through, and it's like, if you hadn't seen an IP number and... We hadn't seen an IP number and well, any detail, IP, email, or user account, and I think it was 12 months we deleted it. But we're looking at revising that, bringing the number a bit closer.
That's good, especially when the internet where so many people are using dynamic IP addresses. If someone could get an IP address that used to be a bad one and now is there.
We find a lot with ISPs that transparently herd people through caching servers as well.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of times we see people who spam by going through like proxies and stuff, so their actual IP can't be traced.
Yeah, we do see spammers coming from proxies. We don't really recognize either a proxy or a real end user. We just have IP addresses.
Yeah.
We were talking about on the forum the other day. There's apparently in South Africa, there's an ISP that runs all their users through a proxy with one IP.
Hmm.
And, yeah.
How do you deal with that sort of thing?
In that case, there was a lot of spam coming from it. Obviously spammers would love to use proxies. It's just another thing. We just leave that determination up to the actual administrators. If you're comfortable having somebody post from a proxy in South Africa, then, you know, that's fine.
So let's say you have an administrator that is using the Stop Form Spam API, should it be used as a method to automatically ban registrations? If their registration record hits the Stop Form Spam record in the database?
That's up to the administrator, isn't it?
Yeah, I've seen people use it both ways. I was surprised. We've actually got a lot of people that, I mean, are actually manually checking each every registration. They're searching our site and, either manually submitting it or manually approving it. I don't have time to do that. All of mine are automated.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like Stop Form Spam is an adequate replacement for CAPTCHA?
That was my next question. Yeah, we talked a lot about CAPTCHA last year, and especially with PHPB CAPTCHA plugins and stuff. The awkward thing we've talked about is that a lot of times you'll get instances where people will just be paid to actually solve CAPTCHAs, so it's not even you're not even dealing with bots a lot of the time. You're
right, yeah.
People getting paid to do this stuff.
There's definitely not one solution that's going to fix everything. But I personally don't like CAPTCHAs. I think it places a lot of inconvenience on the real user. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it can be broken by spammers. It's been shown they can get in. So I tried CAPTCHAs for a while and actually had problems with real people who were saying, I just can't read these. And, you know, you can make them, you can sort of go either way. You can make the CAPTCHA easier to read, or you can make it harder to read based on how much spam you're getting, but I just did away with it.
There's not really much you can do to stop a person being paid to sign into a forum unless there's another means of tracking them, and that's where this sort of database falls in. It's like you get someone paid, you know, $500 to fill in registration forms for a year. Sooner or later, the IP number is going to get registered somewhere, and we're going to catch them that way.
Mm-hmm. That's probably good.
I mean, you probably, if you don't do a CAPTCHA at all, you're probably going to wind up sending a lot more advice over to stop forum spam. Or if you did have a CAPTCHA, it probably does foil some of the would-be spammers. But
oh yeah, yeah.
I think it depends. That's why I'm kind of excited about the idea of seeing more and more of the, you know, for PHPBB, we have the CAPTCHA plugin system now, and I'd really like to see more of those that are not the try to force people who are blind from being able to read these CAPTCHAs and do more creative ones, like the sortable
like
CAPTCHA we talked
Google
about.
Google Mail, trying to read the Google CAPTCHA.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah, this is awful. If you've ever tried to hear the audio CAPTCHA, you can't. I couldn't even understand what they were saying.
We've
just in the audio.
We played samples of that on our show before.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, one interesting thing about that is that first of all, us not being blind, we don't rely on our ears quite as much as blind people do. The visually impaired rely on their ears a lot, and so they are used to screen readers reading at an insane speed. I mean, if you listen to a blind person's screen reader, you cannot actually understand what you're hearing, but they can because they're so used to it. It's like typing. You know, if you're typing about 100 words a minute, you know, you because you're used to that. That's the thing that you do constantly all the time. Yet somebody who's new to a computer isn't going to be able to do that. And so they're, you know, they hunt and peck and that sort of thing. They're not used to the keyboard. And so I think it's a similar thing where blind people can actually hear stuff a lot better than we can. But regardless, I still do think that the Google CAPTCHA is the Google audio CAPTCHA is really difficult, especially because Celona system, where we have blind people will submit CAPTCHAs, screenshots of the page they're trying to log into or sign up on, and we'll solve the CAPTCHA for them. We do see a lot of Google CAPTCHAs come through. So, and a lot of them come through that have the audio turned on. So a lot of people have tried. A lot of visually impaired people have tried to listen to the audio and solve the CAPTCHA and failed. Yeah. So
it's going to get to the stage soon where you just can't solve a CAPTCHA unless you're a bot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I do not like CAPTCHA. And I think
we should call the CAPTCHA conundrum.
Yes,
that's my name for it.
And I'm not a fan of CAPTCHA at all. I think it's actually a detriment to more users than it actually helps. And at this point, so many bots have an easier time reading the CAPTCHA than a lot of humans do. Mm-hmm. So to me, stop form spam, the system stop form spam is actually more valuable than a CAPTCHA system. But that doesn't mean that it can replace a CAPTCHA system, but I think it can complement a simpler CAPTCHA system. Yeah. So that, for example, you can have this really simple CAPTCHA system that most anybody can solve, and if you have a bot registration come through and hit it, you know, they're going to land in the or they're going to hit the stop form spam database, and we'll still get them that way. But another thing is that we see on Star Trek Guide, we see a lot of spammers who are actually humans, or they register and there's human influence in the registration process, and then they'll end up posting, and we can either catch them at posting or stop form spam. Likely, if they're a known spammer, stop form spam would have them in the database and could block them that way.
My question then would be, how often for stop forum spam? I don't run a board, but do you have instances where people are reporting spammers that have already gotten through because they weren't already in stop forum spam, then stop forum spam are already stopping spammers? Because it seems like we've just the time that we've started the show, in the last 20 minutes, you guys have – there's 20 more spammers listed on stop forum spam. There's always new spammers, new IPs, new email addresses coming up. So I'd be curious, how much of the time is it spent stopping existing spammers that are already known versus – adding spammers that were not already known?
I can tell you on mine, if I catch a spammer and they're, you know, they've already been reported, I just report them again. I think there's value in having, you know, showing that it's multiple attempts from the same source.
Mm-hmm. It may change your IP number. A spammer that's using one email address may rotate random usernames on different forums. So if we merge all the data that's coming in, it provides a pretty good view of the overall activity of spam, of a particular spam or spam farm.
Yeah,
I noticed on the list on your website you have pink backgrounds on some of these. What's the pink for?
That just represents an entry that's been seen a lot recently. If it's six or eight times in the last hour, then I guess it's flagged as like a hot one. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, more power to Taumba Monk, which is doing a lot right now.
Yeah. And you see this in bursts a lot. Like if a script is run, it might run for however long and just go until it gets however many registrations they want. So, and then you might see it get cut off and die. So, you know, there's constantly new IPs floating up and new registrations and, they've figured out tricks with Gmail too, where Gmail lets you put in like a plus and then some random characters, and that counts as a totally different email address. So Paul's gone in and modified our code to actually strip out periods and pluses and figure out the actual, boil it down to the actual username, and we report that as well. So
I see some of those. You have the fancier versions in brackets underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, does that have a chance of conflicting with an actual email address? Let's say, for example, if I have email address davidlewis@gmail.com and some spammer registers david.lewis@gmail.com, is that going to block
or hi.wayo.flife@gmail.com? No. That'll mess David up big time.
Hi.wayo.flife. When you register at Gmail, it will normalize your email address that you've requested and see if it's already done. So you couldn't register david.lewis@gmail.com and then have someone come register david.lewis@gmail.com. It's the same email address, but because a lot of forums will just do a test on a text record, david.lewis@gmail.com, the spammer may come along with Joe Blogs and do j.o.e.blogs plus 1234, and it all comes down to joblogs@gmail.com. But the spam engines that we've seen and capture software and things like that we've seen just doesn't handle that very well, and the spammers are really abusing Gmail for this functionality that Gmail provided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wonder when Google is actually going to do something about that, because we've seen in the last couple of years Gmail has been abused as the number one spam source. So is Google going to do anything about it? What can they do about it?
Well, I think people use the plus functionality for filtering stuff into different mailboxes, but I really don't think Google would do anything about it. Even if they wanted to, I think you'd have too many people screaming.
My recommendation is Google Apps. If you have a domain name, set up Google Apps, because on my Gmail account, within like a day or two, I was getting so much spam. But I've now had a Google Apps address for a year and a half now, and I hardly have to deal with spam at all.
Yeah, Google Apps is really good.
Yeah, I actually use Google Apps on every single domain that I have because mm-hmm. I like the way that Google handles email better than any other third-party email service. So
absolutely. That's why I gave up using OS X Mail a long time ago. I used Mailplane, which is like email and Gmail and a wrapper.
Yeah,
Gmail have now acquired Pastini, haven't they, for outsourcing spam filtering?
They do have much better spam filtering than most of, you know. It's like you can put a certain amount of spam filtering on your, you know, if you run email off of your server.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of server processing to go through all that, and I found it, you know, it took a huge load off of our servers to move all the email off of those servers and onto Google. It just freed up a lot of processing for other things.
Mm. Absolutely. Getting back to stop forum spam, whatever.
I've been cutting out a lot. And one of my questions was Google or Gmail, which is being used by spammers to register email addresses, can Google do anything to stop spammers from registering?
Oh, dear.
Well, they could start by responding to abuse reports a lot sooner. I've submitted some to Google, and it seems like it takes forever before you get a confirmation that they've even received it. So, you know, just like any big mail provider, they've got an abuse address, and if you send enough reports to them, maybe they'll do something.
Well, looking through the when I started the code changes to handle the normalized Gmail accounts, some of the test data I was using, I'm going back, 5-6 weeks now, is still appearing in the new email lists or the new email submissions for spammer addresses. So this, some guys managed to avoid 6 to 8 weeks of abuse reports and without Gmail closing his account.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it doesn't look like Gmail really do treat spammers using their service as a big issue.
This might be. I want to change the direction a little bit. This might be more a question David can answer too, because I don't haven't run a bulletin board in years. And when I ran them, you know, forum spam really wasn't as big of a deal. So I'd be curious, but I, you know, use blogs a lot, so I'm very familiar with the Kismet. I've seen a lot of sort of comment spam you see on blogs. Is the type of spammers that attack forums and spam on forums do the same kinds of tricks that you see on blogs, or is this kind of a different type of spam, different type of registration? Or what are your thoughts on that?
It is a different kind of registration. Now, that's not to say that the same spammer to spam both a blog
say
and
one more time, David.
It's okay, so basically, yes, not a lot. Need to get my internet fixed. The spammers could use the same information to spam both a blog and a forum, but it is a different process. You know, posting on a blog or a comment system or something like that is going to be way different than registering on a bulletin board.
You usually don't even have to register on a blog. You can usually just comment right there.
Right, exactly. So that, you know, that's why most of the time I think you'll see a little bit different spam, but there is a high probability, especially if that spammer is using the same information to post on both blogs, and, you know, maybe he's trying some sort of media push for his spam product, then he's going to try posting on a lot of different systems. But usually it seems like they focus on a certain thing, like, okay, you know what, I'm going to focus on a bulletin board system, you know, I'm going to focus on all PHPBB installations. So they go through searching for PHPBB installations, or now they want to search for vBulletin installations, IPB, or, you know, all these different. I think they probably focus on one specific software at a time because they use unique registration processes. And so, you know, they'll have their script tuned to that one registration process or another at a time, you know. So, I don't know. It's too difficult to say exactly, but I think that's what they do.
Well, most of the forum spam software and comment spam software that I've looked at, plotting away at the code on the website is just that. It's attuned to spamming just bulletin boards. You know, they know about the registration process, the different captures, the different email validation requirements that each bulletin board software requires in order to get a post on. Not many of them, if any, in fact, I can't think of any of them, will spam forums and then hit WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the software I've seen isn't even all that sophisticated. I've blocked a lot of forum registrations by putting in a couple of extra hidden fields into the registration. You can hide them either like in a comment or like with a div that's set to no display. And those control fields can be used to test if like the script or if the registration came from a script or a person, because a person visually looking at a browser isn't going to see those fields. But most of the spam software I've seen isn't sophisticated enough to tell. It just looks for, you know, here's a form, here's a field, fill this out, and then register.
And David, you've talked a lot about how so many times you'll see spam registrations from like the middle of the ocean in terms of their time zone.
Yes. Yeah, they are not seem to be programmed to fill out the time zone correctly. We just lost Russ.
Oh, we'll fix that.
And so they choose this time zone that's the default time zone set, or no, it's not the default time zone set, but it's actually the top option of the time zone. And that option, nobody actually lives in that time zone, but I think some...
GMT minus 11, is that the one I'm thinking of as well?
Minus 12, I think.
Oh, yeah. Some tiny little island in the middle of nowhere that certainly doesn't have AT&T cable modem.
Wait, wrong ocean, sorry.
Sealand's just off the west coast of England, so...
Yeah, I learned about that this semester. I thought, that's interesting.
Here we go. Sorry about that, I dropped the call.
Hey, we have Skype does that to us all the time. Skype is awesome, but it can have problems, but...
There were some patterns that I noticed as far as spammers registering on Start Your Guide, and because what I did was I ended up actually putting a tracker on our registration page, and we got it filled up really quick. The file became huge within a matter of minutes just with the spam registration attempts. And most of them didn't get through the CAPTCHA. And those that did, I found that most of them would, you know, we have a gender drop-down menu. We also have a drop-down menu for the PHPBB level of experience that the user has, and they would always pick the same options. It was always a female gender because it was the third option, and it was always like, I think it was, PHPBB experience level 2 because it was the third option also. And then fields that it didn't seem to recognize, it put in yes, or it filled them out with the exact same username. So when we have real name and username, and you have a username that's something like AKG 11442 and their real name is AKG 11442. You know, that's a spammer. There's no question.
You could almost put in a field that just says, "Are you a spammer?" And if they put in yes, then
that is actually a very effective thing to do. But you know, what's interesting is that you cannot put that in the PHPBB software, because instantly all the bot script programmers would account for that field. And that's why it's so important that users create a unique registration experience to their site, so that that stops the spam. And that's something that PHPBB cannot implement by default.
And that's why the whole CAPTCHA plugins thing became implemented, because that's entirely it. You want to be successful against spammers, do something unique. Otherwise, they're going to – because that's why Microsoft gets attacked so often, because they're pretty much what, you know, 92% of – computers are using. They're going to spend time focusing on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're not going to focus on your little old forum when you have a unique, a unique registration experience. Now, if you have a fairly large forum, they may focus on that. And we've noticed that a little bit with Star Trek Guide. Not much, but a little bit.
There you go.
The trick is just to stay one step ahead.
Yeah.
It's an arms race trying to, you know,
as long as there's people out there, as long as there's people out there trying to make a cheap buck.
Yeah. And I think the fact that you've got now people that are paying people to register on forums is one sign that they're having to work a little bit harder to get through.
Yeah, absolutely. I also just, you know, one other thought. Since David, you were mentioning about, you know, some people on within PHPBB sort of being so concerned about the blacklist, there is a feature in PHPBB, it's been there in PHPBB 2 as well, for banning email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
And just banning whole even email domain names. which is even worse, and quite frankly. So this is a little bit better. Certainly you don't want to, you know, ban everyone from a Hotmail or ban everyone from a Gmail. Well, maybe Hotmail, because no one uses that anymore. But no, you don't want to ban Hotmail.
Yeah, it's generally not a good idea to ban from an email domain unless you're getting some sort of abuse from there. Obviously, the feature is definitely worthwhile to have.
Yes.
To ban from an email domain, but I have seen a couple of people ban, you know, the entire Gmail domain. But it's like, come on, guys, you know, there is more legitimate users using the Gmail domain. You cannot just ban that whole domain. You know, that's too big. You know, it's for unique circumstances where you want to ban a certain domain that is dedicated to spamming or something like that.
And the same goes with IP addresses and usernames as well. All right.
Yeah, and well, usernames are a lot better because those are unique. You know, you ban your usernames, that's fine.
Unless you're using like excessive wildcards.
Yes, excessive wildcards is always going to be a problem. And it is said that, well, the most effective banning is, you know, using an IP ban on ...*.*.*.*, right?
Disable registration at that point.
Right, yeah. Exactly. You know, obviously that's your most effective. But as for, and you want your registration process to be open enough that anybody can register. Most people do anyway. You know, some people have their private forms where they just have, like, their certain, like, a church group or something that they want registered and stuff like that. But a lot of people want their registration process to be open as possible, but they don't want to have to try and approve a lot of entries if they have a busy board. So they need some sort of automated process, and that's where those captures come in. That's where stop form spam comes in. That's where it becomes really important.
You know, so, Dan, we're going to get emails now saying that it was supposed to be *.*.*. You know how they make us stay on track? It's the whole hash versus pound debate again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ideally, you would want like a tiered registration process. Like if somebody did register from, say, a Gmail account, well, you don't want to ban them outright, but maybe, solve this captcha real quick. You know, well, some other domains might get through without a captcha.
This is actually another feature that that is good for using the in PHP 3.0.6. David loves the newly registered users group.
Yes, I do.
Which I believe it's sort of an extension of the post approval queue type of thing for fairly new users on your board.
Yeah, no, actually, I'll tell you what we started using it for in Start Your Guide. I set it to 5 posts, and what we do is we block signatures. They can't use
BB code and.
Let me see. Actually, let me check.
Being able to promote yourself in your signature until you had a certain number of legit posts.
Right. Right. So let's see. They're not allowed to send private messages. Not allowed to use signatures in posts, and not allowed to switch default user groups. As far as BB code, I'm not sure that I actually adjusted that one. But there is a mod. Rich McGurr actually created a mod that adds auth for using the URL BB codes.
Mm.
So they can't post URLs, which is good. So there's lots of things.
You don't want to disable BB code entirely. That's a little restrictive.
It is a little restrictive. And I do let them use URLs because, it's like if you have a new user come on board who he needs support help and he needs to use the support request template. Well, you have to put your URL link in there. You've got to, that's the way that it works. So you can't just block the URL BB code for newly registered users.
You could insert a little bit of nofollow, relevance to those links, so they wouldn't be treated as, followable from a search engine point of view.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of search engines, I would note, as I was wondering, you guys have a huge table on your website homepage filled with spam names and email addresses and stuff. And so I was curious. So I Googled stop form spam. I see the top result is your downloads page, followed by your APIs page. If I show more results, you have spam domains and tips, sign up. I cannot get to your homepage from Google.
Really?
I can't get... not at all. I have a bunch of other pages on your site, but I can't get to your homepage from Google because I don't think Google likes you very much.
They may have blacklisted the homepage. Yeah,
but at least they haven't blacklisted you entirely. I was worried.
Exactly. Well, that's how I got found initially, is just posting that list. Like I said, I've never made any announcements to anyone saying, hey, check out this service. Everything is coming through Google based on people just searching like a random IP address or email address looking for some confirmation that might be spam. So
I first discovered Stopform Spam doing that as well. I was searching for either, I can't remember if it was some IP address. It was probably some IP address, and it came up on Stopform Spam.
And I hear feedback from a lot of people who say they found it that way too. They were just, you know, trying to find out who this person is registering, and you know, the top one or two hits is from an entry on my site. So, you know, all of my traffic comes from search engines, just about.
And word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, certainly, and that was a big thing with, you know, many of the PHPBB team members was. You know, we knew about Stopform Spam and sort of spread the word to everybody because it is an effective database for stopping spammers.
And I've never written any plugins for it. All those came from the community as well. I think Paul wrote the vBulletin plugin, but all the others have just been people who like the service and wanted to publish a mod.
Mm-hmm.
So what does so let's sort of go in the scenario. Someone hears about Stopform Spam or they listen to this show. Aren't using it on their board yet. What do they do to start, you know, really taking full advantage of this?
If you look on the downloads page on the site, there's a few listed mods for various forums. That there's like I think PHPBB, there's vBulletin, there's Simple Machines. You know, you could start by installing one of those.
Uh-huh.
Some of them require you have to have an API key in order to submit your entries. So that's a quick sign up on the page as well.
Okay.
You don't need an API key to use the site though, to just read data off the site. You know,
right.
We don't track that. Just
yeah. Some plugins actually do, will handle the submissions for you, and you'll need the API key for that. But if you're just pulling data, then there's nothing you need to register.
David, do you use one of the mods for PHPBB for Stopform Spam on Star Trek Guide?
We had a mod that Michael Williams actually developed, and I'm not sure what happened to that one. We were using it for a while, and it may have gotten lost after an update. But
I'd
we'll
be
start.
There's a button that you can instantly, like maybe I don't know, maybe a Sam should enhance his banhammer to also submit data straight to Stopform Spam or something. It's like a one click you can do, like in the Kismet.
Right. Well, like the AT, you know, the anti-spam ACP mod, and I noticed the one listed on here is by MicroUgly, but there is actually another one, and this is the modification name is stopformspam.com automated banning.
Okay.
Yet the one listed in the downloads is called the anti-spam ACP mod, but it's the link is actually incorrect because it says anti-spam ACP for PHPBB3, but it's actually a link to a stop.
Well, anti-spam ACP was a PHPBB2 mod. It's not happening anymore.
So we need to update that page.
We need to get our list updated. Yeah, I try to search as much as I can to find where the mods are. It would be helpful if people, when they develop it, and most people do, if they develop something, they'll send me an email through the site.
Yeah, you should.
Hey, in case you want to, you know, link to this.
Let's
so let's
get something in the mod database. I don't actually think there is one in the mod database yet. From what I can, I'm searching on .com and I can't find anything. So we should do that. I mean, obviously, you don't actually have to have a built-in thing. You can go on stopformspam.com/add, enter, copy and paste the spammer's details, enter your API key, and that works just fine too.
Yeah, and we've also got our own form you can sign up for. If you register with the same email address as what you've got your API key, then as long as you logged into the form, it'll pre-populate your API key in that form or in that field. A surprising number of people actually fingerbone every single entry. They will check each registration by hand and then enter each one, which was pretty surprising to me.
Oh. Dedication.
It's very there's some very dedicated people.
I think if you're using a CAPTCHA system already and mm-hmm. you just want Stopform Spam to catch anybody that falls through the cracks, then it's not really a big deal to look through those.
Yeah.
And you can right. it we did make it easy, and that was basically Michael's mod did. You know, is it posted, okay, this person matches, you know, you know, it has either three matches, two matches, or one match, you know, whatever. And, you know, so that you could see and okay, ban that person instantly if you needed to. But, or otherwise, you know, you could let it go through, because at first you're kind of nervous, like, does this, you know, might this catch some legitimate people? And, you know, you're nervous
about
that.
And that is when you should use, that is another reason you should use the newly registered users group. So if they get through whatever you have in place and they do start spamming, that spam never goes public. Now, yes, you have to moderate this. This is one of the soft skills you have to have to start a forum and be able to make it work. You have to have some plan in place to deal with spammers. The newly registered users group is one of the best ways, because that way you deal with it and no one publicly sees it, and so it's really the best way to go. And then stop forum spam, ban them, you're done.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the
go on.
One of the things that I like to do, especially with the newly registered users group, and one mod that we're going to create, especially for Star Trek Guide, and we probably will release it to the public as well, is basically the ability to catch certain words or phrases or even links that somebody posts, and you know, it's kind of like it's actually the anti-spam ACP user mod. I'm sorry, the anti-spam ACP mod actually does that. It's got like a stop words list. So if a post contains Viagra from a newly registered user, it's a spammer. You know, it's pretty obvious it's a spammer. So that it catches.
I developed for Akismet once in a while. That was actually their. You said if you enter Viagra123 as the username, that will always generate a spam return. That's how they said. This is how you test it. Use Viagra123 as the username, and that's how you test it to make sure it works.
Interesting post into the IRC channel at the moment.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to get I've got moderator privileges in here. Let's just ban him.
Get his IP number as well, submit it to the Stop Forum Spam database.
There it is. Automated spammer detection by M to the iCall. This mod uses Stop Forum Spam to check username, email, and IP for potential spammer.
Let's give him a timeout. Ustream lets me give him a timeout.
All the founders receive a PM notify about the user. The problem with that we had. No, actually, Jeff linked it above.
I don't know how it works.
He linked it above.
I've linked them all before. I've bookmarked them all now as well, so I'll update the page.
Okay, how do I undo the timeout?
No.
How do I undo that?
Set as mode.
Yeah, but how do I do that?
I got me, man. You have to minus B.
Yes, but I can't do that in. Oh my gosh! I just think I just killed him. It won't let me undo the timeout.
Oh dear. he'll come back sooner or later, seething or not.
Oh, no, I just took the time out for myself. Oh, wait, didn't do it.
You set it on Jeff. Now, that's top-down. That's Jeff, who is you might not have wanted to do that because he is the team leader on Star Trek Guide.
I'm so sorry.
You just banned him.
You might find yourself at the wrong end of a ban.
I was just going to kid him on that because he posted about an iPhone for sale. And now I can't undo it.
You've actually banned him from the channel. You just haven't kicked him yet, so you might want a minus B on that.
I would have Ustream let me. I have to do the Ustream one from the actual Ustream, not from IRC. It won't let me in IRC, but Ustream won't let me out. Now what the heck?
Wait! I got it.
What, you got it?
You
won't be doing that again, will you?
David, how is it that you are able to get op status and I can't in IRC and I'm not able to?
No. You do now. There you go.
Yeah, ironically, we have a forum on Stop Forum Spam, and that forum has become my largest source of entries from spammers. So I welcome spammers to register on my forum.
Oh, okay. You hear who? Let's see. Is that Paul?
Yeah, that's and that's Ross.
Is that Russ? Okay, Russ says, go register on his forum. We are going to have, PHPBB is going to organize the most spammed forum ever. PHP Weekly, I said, not PHPBB.
So now let's say an administrator says, okay, you know what, I really like the Stop Forum Spam system. How do I put this thing on my server that where spammers are able to accidentally add themselves to your database?
Honeypot.
Yeah, honeypots are great for that.
Right. How do they set that up?
Well, we can't exactly advocate the purpose installation of honeypots for submission because that's an automated submission, but certainly won't kick anyone off that wants to do it.
So the way that people will submit entries to your database is they do it manually, they do it automatically. How do they generally do it?
Either one. A lot of people do manually. The automatic ones from my sources come from those, like I was talking about, adding a few control fields to your registration form that are hidden. Mm-hmm. That's virtually how I catch most of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few other techniques. There's never just one easy way to do it because some spammers might get a little more sophisticated. Some might, you know, try another way to get in.
Mm-hmm. So essentially, it's a honeypot on your actual forum, but that catches the people the bad bots that fill out and fields that they shouldn't be filling out
fields that no human should ever see.
Mm-hmm.
I've done exactly the same on my honeypot forum.
Now,
apart from the whole registration page is blank.
Is there a concern with like some browsers, and I'm thinking about Safari here or Google Chrome, that actually fills out fields automatically. Like, let's say, you know, it's like if you're filling out an address form and it fills out, you know, it's like, okay, you're filling out an address form and it tries to fill out all the fields for you.
Like an autofill thing.
Has that ever become a problem with this?
I've never seen it become a problem. Nobody's ever come to me and say, "Hey, I keep getting on your spam list." But it's possible. I would want to test that to make sure. But
so generally, the way that the field itself that catches the spammers is uniquely named enough that browsers shouldn't mistake it for something.
Yeah, you could name it something different.
Right. Okay.
It's
like I noticed with Google Chrome, it tries to fill in my username and password everywhere that it shouldn't be filling it in. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, autofill has never really been great for me either. I typically just turn it off. But ideally, you would hope that a browser would be more sophisticated than a spam script and be able to tell if only fill in those fields that are actually, you know, not in a comment, mm-hmm. they're not displayed. So.
Okay, last question.
Second to last question. I'm going to have the last question.
Last question for me. Okay. People like the Stop Form Spam database, and they say, you know what? I really want to support Stop Form Spam and be able to contribute somehow. And, you know, aside from actually submitting spammer registrations, how would they, you know, if they're like, you know what? I want to actually support you guys. How would they do that, you know, to make sure the service continues?
There's a donation link at the footer. I've had a lot of people
next to Creative Commons, I think.
Yeah.
There it is. It's the green one.
The green one, yeah. A lot of people have done that. What's that?
Click the adverts.
Yeah, click the adverts.
There's adverts?
Google Ads, bottom left.
I'm sorry, I have my ad blocker on.
Most people probably have them blocked, and also if you're registered on the forums and you're signed in, you don't get served ads. So
I don't know if you noticed that we had Google Ads on our website for about a week, but no one was clicking on them, and eventually got kind of tired of Google promoting its Nexus One on our website so much. Yeah. It's like that's why they wanted everyone to start signing up for AdSense. That just so Google gets such free advertising for.
Essentially they do. Yeah, so
why do they need advertising? It's been promoted everywhere anyway. You'll see it on the homepage of Google, for Pete's sake.
Well even I'm looking at the one of the Google ads that lists here on the Stop Form Spam database, and it says block spam with Google. Google can help your business block spam before it reaches the network. I'm like, oh, Google, okay, thanks. I sure hope they pay If somebody clicked on that, they'd pay you a lot of money for that one.
It's not only the lonely administrator that uses the site as a valuable source of information. Companies use it as well, and we've had contact from a fairly big company recently who's just like, yeah, we love it. What can we do to help? And they've put the money where their mouth is, and they've coughed up a new server for us, and so we'll be hosting the server at dzone.com shortly. And
there you go.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be making a big announcement about that pretty soon. But we're excited about it. We're definitely positioned to definitely continue offering what we've got, especially for free. So, you know, we're excited. We just work on it just out of, loving to kick spammers. So,
you have any other future plans in the works?
Oh, tons.
Yeah, we got a lot.
They're gonna create the. You know what we'll do is we'll create the new Chuck Norris kick spam mod.
Well, actually, David, this was. Remember we had Laurel on the show?
Mm-hmm.
The very first time I met her. She had a presentation at one of the WordCamps, and she was literally begging in front of the guy that used to do WordPress at Kismet, you have to add the feature where when you click on the mark as spam button, you hear a toilet flushing sound. And you can ask her why about that, and she will always be so angry that they haven't added that feature yet. I say some mod author needs to do that for PHP BBB first. There has to be a toilet flushing sound when you get rid of a forum spammer.
Yeah, or you click flash means you get a big roundhouse kick from Chuck Norris every time you click the button.
That's Sam should put that in his band hammer mod. You need a sound effect. You got to have a sound effect.
A question from the chat room, that is, why is Gmail targeted so much? As in, why are they registered?
Because they're the next
spam. Probably because they're so easy to register on.
Yeah, they are easy to register on. They're very popular with spammers just because they seem to be pretty lax in terms of abuse.
Wasn't upon a time that you had to get a Gmail invite or you had to activate yourself on a mobile phone in order to be able to get on there? Whatever happened to that?
Yeah, who knows? They need to go back to that, really.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Because they need to have some real way to validate real users, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know when we have see Google Wave spam. I'd be interested. I don't understand Google Wave. I don't understand it. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I was kind of excited when they were talking about it. I watched the entire video cast on it, and then got the actual invite for it, and it was like the biggest letdown I've ever had with Google a Google product. I'm like, you guys have got it.
I don't even have it,
but
I've seen people reviewing it, and like, there's too many buttons. I'm sorry. Who designed this?
its UI is actually fairly bad. I mean, it's kind of a cool idea. It actually is really a cool idea, but its UI is not user friendly at all. It's like, okay, come on. If you are reinventing email in the year 2000, because that was their goal, reinvent email.
You cut out for like 5 seconds there, David.
2000. That's 8 years ago.
10 years ago. Thank you.
In the video cast, one of their big things was like, email was invented years and years ago, really before the internet got really popular and before we had lots of social networking sites and all this stuff. And so basically they wanted to sort of reinvent email in 2009. And I'm like, after looking at it, I'm like, gosh, you guys failed at that.
I think their idea of trying to reinvent email is like someone saying they're going to reinvent the steering wheel.
Bill Gates saying,
they're used to.
I think it could have been done well, but they did such a poor job with it. I mean, it's really, I don't know.
I've got about 20 invites I can't give away. It used to be so hard to get. They sort of released the floodgates, and everybody got all these invites, and nobody wants it.
Sure, I'll take one just for the halibut.
Okay, I can send you one.
Welcome to Google Rants Weekly.
we've created you 20. They start at iPhone 001, go through iPhone 020.
Okay. There you go. Well, stopforumspam.com. It's always great to have anything else to help administrators. We've talked about this before, David, that quite frankly, the main thing for forums to deal with in the coming decade is no longer going to be really security. It's going to be spam.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, security is still there, but spam is what are going to have to be dealt with, really.
Yeah.
You just look at the numbers. It just increases exponentially year and year, even
absolutely.
Month yeah. on month.
So. Nothing will kill a community spam, more than spam.
They've got to spam so much more just to get that fraction of a margin of a percent through to people. And so, the more obstacles you put in place, the more they spam, and you know it's just not going to stop.
Right. So. It's definitely an arms race. It's not something that we're just going to win all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We just have to keep getting more sophisticated.
We're seeing more and more spam coming from the cloud computing as well. Amazon and Google, their computing clouds are spamming more and more as well. So
best recipe for anti-spam on your forum, sign up with Forum Spam to get an API key. I think you do that by registering on their forum, if I recall correctly.
Yep. Well, you can do both. You can get an API key without registering for the forums if you want, okay. or vice versa. Hopefully that's one thing we'll be able to integrate a little more.
Probably works fine either way. A CAPTCHA, hopefully one that is fairly readable. Get yourself a good CAPTCHA plugin. Don't use one of the stock ones, or go with ReCAPTCHA if you really, really like ReCAPTCHA for whatever reason. And the newly registered users group, and some people who are dedicated to making sure you will verify the people who get through, and I think you have a probably pretty good combination there. So.
And look at what people are submitting when they register. Look at the user fields that they're filling in. Look at the signatures. Pay attention, exactly. They may just fill in a signature field and never post.
Mm-hmm.
But Google's still going to come along and index your member list if you've got it set up. And it's going to pick up on these links. And that's what they're after. They're after pingbacks.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, with PHPBB, it's not a problem because the Google is not allowed to index either view.
Google doesn't, but other search engines still ignore robots and things like that and provide false user agents. Some search engines just pretend they're IE and ignore
right.
all the...
Well, what PHPBB does is it says no guests, and you know they'd have to actually be a registered user on the board, a legitimately registered user on the board, to be able to view profiles or the member list. With PHPBB, it blocks both bots and guests from viewing either of those two.
Good.
So it's not an issue as far as other bots coming along and being able to index that sort of thing with as far as PHPBB goes.
I want to move on so we can cover a couple of other things. To Russ and Paul, thanks so much for joining us. And we can stick around a little bit. We're going to cover our last few things on the show. But great talking with you. And thanks so much for everything you guys do with StopForumSpam.com.
Thank you.
Glad to help out.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
I want to get to a few things, brief things quickly, David. There was an announcement on phpbb.com this week, one that I personally was not expecting because it directly relates to me.
Nude photos again, huh?
No. Eric... When we did OSCON Invasion last July, we wanted the teams to see if they could give us a little promotion because we were making such a big deal of it, and they did. This time they gave a promotion to a meetup I'm organizing, and I didn't even ask them to. But I am organizing a meetup in about 2 months here in my home away from home, Washington, D.C., called the Monumental Meetup. Just for fun, just kind of the name, and you know, we'll get together, we'll do something. I don't know what we're going to do yet. We're going to finalize it. So it's not even fully set in stone yet, and they already gave a promotion to it. So, hey, what can I won't turn them down. So
nice. You're stuck doing it.
Yeah, now I can't get out of it.
Actually, could be worse places as well, like New York.
Are they going to do that, David, or is that still unconfirmed?
Liberty Invasion, I'm pretty sure, is going to happen in New York. I mean, from all accounts that I've heard anyway, it is going to happen in New York.
Do you know what the time frame is? Like, is it going to be a summertime again? Or
I do not know. I think it is going to be summer. But, I, you know, that's Adam Marr says stay tuned. So
I would That's ask if they could do. Try to avoid doing it during the same weekend they did London Invasion, because that is the same weekend that we are going to be doing yet another thing that we just posted some details of this week. We're going to do OSCON Invasion 2010. It is absolutely confirmed that I'm going to find a way to get up to Portland, Oregon this year to do OSCON Invasion 2010. And it's going to be – actually, we're going to have a pretty good time. David, you're going to try to be there and bring your compadres as well, I believe you said.
Yes, which, you know, Michael might – you know, as far as – you know, it's not confirmed yet. I don't know for sure.
Well,
but,
it's 6 months away.
Yeah, it is. It's a little far away, and same for Michael. I'm hoping Michael Williams will be able to
join
us.
Not as far as San Jose was.
Yeah. Francis, obviously. So there will, if we do manage to go and all three of us are able to make it, there will be three of us there.
That should be great. I'm going to try to save some money to take the train up from San Francisco. It's an overnight train ride both directions, which should be fun.
Damn, that's a long ass ride that is, isn't it?
About 18 hours each way, but I've always wanted to do an overnight train ride because I think trains are fun and I hate flying.
That would be so
trains,
cool.
I spend 6 hours a day traveling to and from work, and most of it's on trains, so I absolutely hate trains. Although it did take me 18 hours to get from Antioch to San Francisco on the train, thanks to Amtrak.
Yeah. Oh well, you know, in Amtrak, you can't even get quite all the way to San Francisco. You have to,
it wasn't Antioch. It was Merced. It was Merced to San Francisco.
Ah,
yeah.
We usually drive. We drove from Spokane, Washington, to San Jose, and that was.
It took you a couple of days to do that.
It did take a couple of days, so that was a long. That was a long ride.
You guys were very groggy when you got here.
Yeah. Enough coffee. Well,
we arrived in San Jose at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So
and then I got this. So we had fun, and so we're gonna try to do it again. Laurel Van Fossen, who joined us, she's with WordPress, good friend of mine. She lives in the Portland area. She will be coming to OSCON Invasion 2010. She's actually going to also be a lot of the technology community in Portland and going to be inviting them. So we're going to have a blast this year. I mean, we're going to make last year look like nothing.
What's all this in Adolf? I mean, it's a I've never heard of it before. So what is it?
OSCON is the open source convention put on by O'Reilly every year. Last year was in San Jose. It's usually in Portland, so it's in Portland again. OSCON Invasion was a meetup of PHPBB folks that I organized last year to happen around OSCON, and it's going to happen again next year. And also,
this year.
This year.
Yeah, we're already in next year. Yes, it's 2010. So
yes,
it's 2010 now.
Yes, this year. This year. 6 months from now, 6.5. It should be great. We're also hoping that maybe PHPBB can have a booth in the OSCON exhibit hall. Expo Hall this year. I will not be in charge of that if that does happen, though. I'm leaving that to the PHPBB teams to deal with because I am not an official representative of PHPBB. Only PHPBB Weekly. But if you're interested in coming for an awesome convention and you're going to come by Portland, come say hi. We're going to do something. It should be fun. So.
Oh, I'm permanently broke, so I won't be going anywhere.
Hey, me too. I'm still trying to raise some money for me to go, so it should be fun. That's the news of the week. Our discussion question of the week, last week, no one responded to. You're breaking my heart, guys. Listen, yeah, we started this thing last week. I don't know if we'll keep doing it unless people want to participate. We post a question every week asking you guys, you know, share your thoughts on our PHPBB Weekly podcast forum, but no one responded. Last week we asked, you know, what are your strategies you have to promote a community? So we're going to try again this week. The question is going to be, what do you do to combat spam on your community? You know, so if you have thoughts or experience trying to deal with spam on your board.
Or ideas.
Ideas, thought, anything. We want to hear what you have to say. It's just an open discussion. It's not a poll. It's not that bad. but... Please don't make it seem like we're going to do something that is going to be absolutely boring. Otherwise, we're going to stop doing it. And that would be very sad.
Sad.
Yeah, it'd be heartbreaking. So the link will be in the show notes on our forum right after the show. Go ahead and offer comments on what you do to combat spam in your community. And last week's question will also remain open. All of these will remain open forever, but we'll share some of the more interesting responses on next week's show, if there are any.
I'll go register under some pseudonym and start posting some interesting questions then.
Let's see. The mod of the week, I actually... I never did pick a mod.
BB code buttons
that was,
for 3.0?
That was last week's.
Ah, last week's. Okay, well, why don't you do one of the stop form spam mods?
I thought
that we linked to.
David, how about...
That's a good idea.
How about you do it, because I didn't see your link.
Okay.
I have the others. The others are new, so I'll do the other.
Give us some recognition. My downloads, I got the mod of the month on vBulletin for my mod. And you know, downloads just went through the roof. So give it to someone for PHBBB and, you know, make some coder happy.
That's right, David. The people we've interviewed for the last hour need some recognition.
Yeah.
Go for it, David. It's all yours.
Okay, so this one, I don't know where it is in the phbbb.com database. So I'm going to link to it on his site. And it is by X-Reaction.
Say that one more time, David.
Whoa.
Okay, it's the anti-spam ACP mod by X-Reaction. There's the link in the chat room.
Okay, yeah, because I can only find it for phpabb2 on .com.
Now, he actually has this locked. Let me see why. That's September 7th, 08. So let me see. Oh, it's locked.
Because it's in a release forum. That's all. Okay.
So the... I got to wait for you. Michael pokes me and he goes, how could you? Okay, Michael, you got to update your mod and we'll do it next week. How's that? Okay. Anti-spam ACP adds more powerful anti-spam features to your forum, such as an IP search tool, spam word list, control over profile fields, flagging suspicious users for logging their actions, and an easy one can click ban link from their profile, which clears out their profile and posts. So that's sort of like the one-click ban link sort of thing is, you know, sort of the same as the ban hammer by
Does it
Sam
have the
T.
toilet flush when you ban them?
You'll have to add that. So, and then of course,
maybe
this
maybe that'll be my first PHPBB3 mod, the toilet flushing ban.
Toilet flush.
There you go.
Can, Elvis in the background theme as well. That'd make it really cool.
You know, Douglas Michael Cunningham created a mod for April Fools that was like the toilet flush mod, and it was like you pressed a button that said like do not press or something like
toilet.
Do you remember that?
No, I've never, seen that.
Okay, so anyway.
I can see Michael doing that, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the features of the anti-spam ACP mod, the spam word catcher is like a word sensor, except it makes posts by authors with less than a certain number of posts needed approval if the post contains any words in the list. That way, you don't have accidental spam posted. If they actually get past stop form spam and... disabling of certain profile fields until a certain number of posts. User flag allows you to flag a user and unflag after they've been flagged. Once flagged, actions performed by that user to their profile or editing a post or editing posts gets listed in a log. Stop form spam integration, of course, and then the one-click ban.
There you go. All right, and that is so...
That is the anti-spam ACP mod by X-Reaction.
And if you still use PHPBB2, it does exist with PHPBB2. That's the one I found on .com. So.
Yes, found that one too.
There you go.
We'll get that one linked on our downloads page too.
Great. Awesome. Let's see. Our style of the week. This one is actually a recommendation on our forum, which is great because they bumped a 2.5-year-old topic when we asked people to recommend mods and styles. So they recommended a mod and a style. The mod was very old, though, so we opted against it. But the style came from Tuvok. It is called Absolution by Pixel Raider. It's pretty clearly based on Pro Silver. However, I really like some of the design they have here. It's a very fluid style, very luscious, almost lickable. I really like how they...
lickable. That'll be the description of this show, lickable.
Lickable. No, I have something else. we ranted about Google for half the show. No, I really like how they put the login box right up there in the upper right. You know, mm-hmm. ProSilver by default puts a search box up there. And if you actually want to log in, you have to go all the way to the bottom or click on the login link. So I like how they put the login thing right up there because, quite frankly, we've gotten to the point now where if you're going to use a board, you really need to register. Guest posting has pretty much gone the way of the dinosaurs because of spammers and stuff. So I really like putting that front and center. I wish they had the register link a little bit more prominent alongside that, but you can still find the register link. Even so, it's still very nice. The icons are fairly similar to Pro Silver, except for some of the statistics icons and things like that. But it makes it really nice for you to be able to change the font size. And there's even a button you can use to expand and collapse each of the categories on the forum index, which is really kind of a nice little trick. One of my favorite JavaScript tricks in the book. So really nice design. Fairly basic, very fluid, very very modern, I would say. Absolution by Pixel Raider.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the nicest looking styles for PHPB3 I've seen. So absolutely. definitely worth checking out and picking up. Certainly,
I've also got
one... very 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 nice looking style.
Absolutely, I've also got one more thing to mention. This was not exactly a mod, so to speak. However, this was also recommended in the topic on our forum. Recommendation came from Rotzblock. This is, and I'm surprised I hadn't seen this before. This is the PHPBB standalone template engine by Nano3. And from what I can tell, let me get the link in there. This is essentially PHPBB3's own built-in template engine, but it has been yanked out, disentangled from PHPBB, and now meant to stand alone. Essentially, you get the related classes together. It doesn't take too long to implement. You get include slash template.php, and you also get include slash functions template.php, which gives you the template and template compile classes. You put them in a single file. Do not include the nphpbb check. Otherwise, you know, it's going to say, you're not using this with phpbb, you bad, bad person. you get a few brief changes to the code. It pretty much talks about how you can take out the existing templating func class and then implement it so that you can actually develop your own PHP page, separating out the PHP from the HTML code by putting them in a separate place, assigning the template vars and this and that. Probably don't get quite the same amount of functionality. It doesn't seem clear if you get the language variables functionality in here without having a direct connection to the language files. So I don't know if you quite get that functionality, but it's still a very, very powerful templating system, which lets you do complicated things like includes and loops and a bunch of other flexible things within the HTML without having to worry about having PHP code in there to make it work. So if you want, if you're planning a big project or you just want to use some of your experience from PHPBB modding on your own site, I would definitely take a look at this topic, take a look at how you can actually make the PHPBB templating system by itself. And David, you're actually working on a whole CMS, which is based on PHPBB's APIs, which is, we'll probably see more of this not too long, right, from right here.
Yeah, definitely. You'll see more soon because it's very close to release.
Very close.
Very close. So, and it's actually in the future, it won't be using the PHPBB framework at all because PHPBB doesn't actually have any APIs to speak of. It's pretty much non-existent.
Well, maybe PHPBB 4, right?
There you go.
We hope.
PHPBB 4.
We hope to see it. All right. I'm being told by Mike's people who want to talk to you, David, that we should wrap it up. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. Our website is phpbbweekly.net. You can find out links to everything we talked about on this show, plus download all of our past shows, 135 shows now. That's our website. Also, our forum at StarTrekGuide.com, the phpbbweekly podcast forum. To continue the discussion when we are not live, share your thoughts about the show. We love to hear from you. It really helps us keep the show going. It's awesome. Our next episode will be next Saturday, January 16th, episode number 136, again at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 1800 UTC time. We're going to be talking about PHPBB4 RIA in much more detail. There has been a forum on Area 51 for the past month asking people to share ideas and suggestions for PHPBB4. So we're going to actually skim through that forum, pull out some of the more interesting ideas, and talk about on the show if PHPBB included that in PHPBB 4, what would it mean for the future of PHPBB? What would it mean for the end users, for the administrators, this and that? It's purely speculative. Obviously, the teams have absolutely no idea what they're going to do, but we're going to take a look at that. It should be a very interesting discussion, so join us next Saturday for that. Once again, a big thanks to Russ and Paul for joining us on the show. It's been great to have you.
Great to be here.
Very enjoyable
interview.
Thank
you very much. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much.
And you're always welcome. And if you guys have any of those big plans that you're planning for Stop Forum Spam, if you ever announce any of those, you're always welcome back on the show.
Great.
So we hope to have some big announcements shortly, you know.
Well,
Got the carpal tunnel in my wrists looking at my PHP code, so.
Oh, boy. Well, you don't get to come back on. You have to give it a little bit of time, so don't expect a return visit too soon. But you're always welcome to join us.
Great. Thanks very much.
Yeah. And
glad to know we haven't annoyed you enough so that we've been banned straight away.
Oh, no.
That would be ironic.
We have plenty of interesting characters on this show, so you guys are just fine. And coming once again from DC, I'll be here for quite a while. Another semester on the road, so I'm Douglas Bell.
I think I was muted there for a second.
I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
Remember, a successful community begins with you.
Tag. You're it.
You're it. See you next week. Bye, everybody.